Before we begin the message this morning, I would like to tell you that, or remind you that Jesus Christ did not go on public ministry until he was 30.
我们的主他并没有做公开的执事，直到那个时间来到。
When he came out, he was 30 years old.
他出来的时候他已经30岁。
And so therefore, this morning I would like to ask you a favor.
所以今天早晨我要请你们 do me a favor, 帮我一个忙。
And if you are less than 30 years old, I ask you to stand.
如果你们是在30岁之下的, 请你们站起来一下。
That would be nice if you think spiritual years is also a matter.
如果你们觉得你们属灵的年龄在30岁以下也很好。
And that's a great example by our brother Stephen. No, please continue to stand. No, I see someone who is less than 30 years old and is not standing yet.
还有一些人30岁以下请你们站起来。
If you are less than 30, please stand.
30岁以下请站起来。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is an obedient Son of God.
主耶稣是顺服神的儿子。
And how we grow up in the house of God matters by our age.
我们在神的家中的成长跟我们的年龄是有关的。
And so no one can take a shortcut.
没有人可以走捷径。
Everyone has to go through years.
每一个人都要经过年日。
Years of training.
要经过训练。
And even our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
甚至于耶稣基督神的儿子。
And he was the carpenter's son for 30 years.
他是木匠的儿子有30年。
And he was silent. The Bible did not record him saying much.
他那一段时间是非常安静的。
But he was listening to the Father during those times.
但是在这段时间里面，他是很仔细的听神的声音。
And most admirable of all is that he obeyed.
最重要的就是他顺服。
So, if I may ask you of this one thing right now.
我现在要求你们一件事情。
Please find a seat closer to the pulpit and move forward.
现在就请你们这些站起来的往前面。
You don't have to move a lot. Just move according to what the Lord wants you to move.
Okay. 照着你们心里的感动往前移。
I think it is good for us all.
我想这样对我们每一个人都很好。
Because we are learning obedience.
因为我们学习顺服。
It is not a big deal a lot of times when the Lord asks us to do something.
有的时候神要求我们做些事情并不是很大的事。
The Lord never asks us to do the things that we are not capable of doing.
神不会要求我们做的事是我们没有办法做的。
But if we are children of God, we need to learn how to obey.
如果我们是神的儿女，我们应该学习顺服。
And that begins with today.
我们从今天就开始。
And every one of us is but a child in the sight of God.
我们每一个人都是神的儿女。
It doesn't matter how old you think you are.
不管我们以为我们今天是几岁。
No one can attain maturity before 30 years of earthly age.
没有一个人可以在30岁之前就达到了一个成熟。
But strictly speaking, no one can attain the maturity of Christ in our lifetime even.
但是更严肃的说，我们在从我们一生的年日，也不一定能达到那个成熟。 像基督,
unless the Lord has revealed himself to us over and over again,
除非是神,他一次又一次地把他自己启示在我们里面,
and he found in us that we obey him over and over again,
而且他一直发现我们一直向他顺服的,
spiritual life cannot mature without obedience to God.
属灵的生命没有经过顺服是不可能成熟,
and each calling of the Lord demands an obedience.
每一个呼召都要顺服。
And we are not to obey man.
我们也不是顺服人。
When we serve in the house of God, never find a leader to obey to.
我们在神家服侍的时候，不是在找一个领袖来顺服。
Because the leaders are but servants also.
因为领袖也是神的仆人。
If the leader himself is not obedient to God,
如果那个领袖不顺服神,
by our obedience to him, we may not go far.
如果我们却顺服他，那我们的顺服也算不得什么。
In these days, the United States is choosing their leader.
在美国是来选领袖。
Every leader speaks of himself how good and how wonderful and how accomplished he is.
每个领袖都在自吹自擂，他怎么好，怎么成功。
And because they want to be our leaders.
因为他想做领袖。
And so therefore they have to advertise a little.
所以他必须做广告。
And they use the word campaign.
就是这个竞选的运动这个。
And it's almost like they are entering into battles.
好像他们在打仗一样。
And so therefore each of them has a campaign to defeat others in order for them to be the ultimate leader.
所以他们要做那个出色的领袖，他们就好像进入一个运动一样，要去打败别人。
That is the earthly way.
这是世界上的办法。
But the way of the God, of our God is different.
但是我们神的方法是不一样的。
If you want to be true leader, you have to be true servant.
如果你要做一个真的领袖，你必须是一个真的仆人。
And God wants us all to be true leaders in the house of God.
神要我们每一个人是一个真的领袖在神的家。
And we are not to use our own intellect to find the ways to break through.
我们不是用自己的智慧去达到。
And the presidents of the United States often think about new ways to help the country.
美国总统总要想一个新的办法来让美国来达到。
But we thank God they only last 4 years.
可是呢，还好呢，他们就只能够做四年总统。
And doesn't matter how good they are, they have to be re-elected.
不管他们多好，也要退休了。
And after 8 years, they can never be leader again.
最多也不过八年，就再也不能做总统。
But God's way is different.
但是神的方法是不一样的。
Whatever God decides to do, He will do it permanently.
神所做的就是永恒的。
Our brothers have said that we are chosen in Christ.
刚刚那个弟兄说是我们拣选了主。
Before the foundation of the world.
但是在成立世界以前。
And we are chosen in Christ.
我们却在基督里蒙拣选的。
God has chosen us in Christ.
是神在基督里拣选了我们。
It is a permanent relationship.
这是一个永恒的关系。
How Christ is risen from the dead, so are all the people chosen in Him.
当基督从死里复活的时候，我们在他里面蒙拣选。
How obedient is the Son of God, so are all the children of God chosen in Him.
当神的儿子这样顺服神，那么这么多的人就蒙拣选在他里面。
And this is the permanent relationship that we must insist.
我们必须要很坚持，这是一个永恒的关系。
And if you see it this morning, my message is done.
如果你看到这一个点，那么我今天的信息就成功了。
And if you haven't seen it, I have to keep on speaking.
如果你们没有看到这一点，那我就要一直在这边讲。
And we know we are talking the fourth message on the series Spiritual Reality.
我们已经一系列的讲了，要讲第四次了。
On the topic Spiritual Reality.
的属灵的实际。
And this is the fourth message.
这是第四篇了。
Our topic is, I will raise up the fallen booth of David.
我们的主题是我要建立大卫到他的帐幕。
And I wonder how many people remember this topic on spiritual reality.
我不知道有多少你们还记得这个属灵实际的这个信息。
But I would like to remind you that last time when I stood here, I talked about spiritual reality.
我来提醒一下，我上次站在这里讲属灵的实际。
And so was the time before last time.
在之前的那一次。
And the time before that.
然后再之前的一次。
So that means today I'm here the fourth time speaking on spiritual reality.
所以这是第四次我在讲属灵实际。
And what is this spiritual reality?
到底什么是属灵实际?
When I talk about it the first time, I talk about it from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 13.
我第一次讲的时候是用约翰福音16:32。
13节。And it says that when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide us into all truth.
当真理的圣灵来的时候，引导我们进入一切的真理。
And the truth also can be interpreted as reality.
这个真理也可以翻成属灵的实际。
And what is this spiritual reality?
那什么是属灵的实际?
Because when God made man, He makes man with a spirit.
当人神造人的时候，有人被造有灵。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians that other than the spirit of a man, no one knows the things of man.
在哥林多前书的时候说，除了神的灵，没有人能知道神的事。
除了人的灵，
人的灵，没有人能知道人的事。
And unless it's the spirit of God, no one knows the things of God either.
Yeah, 同样的，只有神的灵知道神的事。
And so therefore, we must receive the Holy Spirit in order for us to know any truth.
所以我们一定要有圣灵，我们才能知道一切的真理。
And there are a lot of intelligent people on earth.
在地上有很多聪明人。
And they read the Bible using their own wisdom.
他们也读圣经，可是用他们自己的智慧。
But the words of God stated very clear, unless we have the Holy Spirit, we can never know the truth of God.
可是神的话告诉我们很清楚，我们除非有圣灵，不然我们不认识神的话。
But knowing the truth is one thing.Entering into its reality is another thing.
但是你认识神的话是一件事，能够进入这个话的实际又是另外一件事。
And to know the truth, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us.
要认识这个话，必须要有圣灵打开来。
It is just like the truth is hidden behind a veil.
就像那个话放，就是好像在一个幔子里面。
And unless someone opened the curtain, you cannot see what is behind the veil.
除非人把那个幔子打开，你就不会知道在幔子后面是什么。
So the Holy Spirit comes to do just that in our hearts.
所以圣灵来了，在我们心里就是做这样打开幔子的工作。
And He will open the veil of our hearts so that we may see the truth.
他会把我们心里的幔子打开，说我们可以看见真理。
That is revelation.
那个就叫做启示。
And we are Christians who are born again in Christ.
我们都是在基督里重生神的儿女。
And a lot of us has not believed in Christ the moment before that revelation.
我们常常在启示之前还没有认识主。
But suddenly we found ourselves a believer in Christ.
然后很快一下，我们发现我们已经信主了。
And what makes the difference?
那这中间有什么不同呢？
And because the Holy Spirit has made the difference in our hearts.
事实上就是圣灵叫这个不同在我们心里。
And that difference is calledRevelation.
那个不同就叫做启示。
That difference is called regeneration.
那个就叫做重生。
And we are glad that we are born again now.
我们真的很高兴我们今天是重生的。
Because we have seen a truth of God.
因为我们可以看见神的真理。
That not only the Son of God has come to this earth.
那不仅是神来到这个地上的目的。
But He came to die for me.
而且他来了为我而死。
He came to bear my sins away.
他来了，把我的罪除掉。
He came to wash my conscience with His own precious blood.
他用他的宝血洗净我的良心。
And suddenly I see this truth.
很突然的，我就看见这一切的真理了。
And I believe in all that He has finished.
而且我就完全的相信他已经做成了。
And that belief enables me to be called a child of God.
那一个相信呢，就让我成了神的儿女。
It is the supreme knowledge given by God.
这是一个最高的智慧，神给我们的。
All of us have this knowledge now.
现在我们每一个人都有这样的知识。
And if you don't have this knowledge, you can take it now too.
如果你还没有，你现在可以。
Because all you need to do is to see it through your heart.
你所有要做的就是用你的心。
That is why you are here in His house.
那就是为什么你今天坐在神的家里。
That is why God gives us the Bible.
那又是为什么神给我们圣经。
That is why we have this meeting.
那也是为什么我们来聚会。
It is for revelation into our hearts.
就是为了能够启示神的圣灵启示在我们的心里。
But to know the truth is one thing, to enter into its reality is another thing.
但是我们知道了，可是我们还要进入。
As we are born again, we are like babies in Christ.
我们刚刚重生的时候就像一个 baby, 像一个婴孩。
And we are so innocent and we don't know much.
我们这样的无知不知道什么。
But that not much is enable us to long for Jesus' pure milk.
虽然我们不知道什么，可是我们的心却渴慕神的那个神的营养。
And because He will continue to nourish us and to lead us into the truth.
他会一直继续的抚养我们，然后带领我们。
So we talk about revelation received by faith.
所以我们谈论到信心得到启示。
But the Holy Spirit is to lead us further into the truth.
然后呢，圣灵还要再领我们再进步，进入真理。
And therefore the Lord continues to speak to us.
所以神就一直在继续对我们说话。
Each time when He speaks to us,
每一次他对我们说话。
And He demands an obedience.
那他要求我们顺服。
And as we obey Him, we experience His reality.
如果我们顺服，我们就经历属灵的实际。
The second message on spiritual reality.
第二篇的信息。
Is talking about just that.
也是雷同的。
And we started to speak on the message from the book of Amos.
我们是从阿摩斯书开始讲。
And we spoke from Amos 4:12.
我们从阿摩斯书四章十二节。
It tells us to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
告诉我们要预备我们的心迎接我们的神。
And what are we to do?
我们要如何做呢？
When we are reborn, when we are regenerated, what is the next thing to do?
当我们重生以后，下一步我们做什么呢？
And we say not much except to prepare yourself to meet the Lord.
我们说也没有太多，最重要的还是要预备我们的心，迎接我们的神。
A baby has to prepare to eat.
一个婴孩也要预备来吃东西。
A little child has to prepare to play.
再大一点的孩子要预备去玩。
And if you're a little older, you have to prepare to study.
你再大一点，你要去读书了。
And this is how we learn in a growing pattern.
这就在我们成长过程中所学习的。
It's very similar in the house of God to when you want to meet the Lord.
在神家中，我们要遇见神，差不多这样的。
And we must learn to prepare ourselves.
我们要预备我们自己。
If we want to take God seriously.
我们要对神认真。
And a lot of times we, by habit, come to church.
有的时候我们就是一个习惯来教会。
And we don't realize that we must prepare ourselves.
我们不知道我们确实需要预备我们自己。
But the book of Amos reminds us that we must prepare ourselves to meet him.
那阿摩斯特别就是提醒我们要预备我们自己迎接神。
And children don't usually know how to prepare themselves.
一个婴孩常常并不知道如何来预备他自己。
And a lot of times they just go make, let things happen to them.
很多时候他们只是哦，就这样让那个事情领到他们。
But children are not dumb people.
但是小孩子也不是笨的。
When Christmas is about to come, they are full of anticipation.
当那个圣诞节要来的时候，他们很多期望的，很多。
When they are about to have a party, a birthday, they are full of anticipation.
他们要过生日之后，他们有很多期望的。
They prepare themselves to meet something good.
他们预备好要拿好礼物。
And they want to receive that, you know, at their birthday and during Christmas.
他们期望在圣诞节，在他们生日的时候，他们能拿到。
So we should know that it is not that difficult for us to know what I'm talking about preparing ourselves.
所以我们也应该不是觉得那么难的，怎么来遇见我们，来迎接神。
If you know that God is better than Santa Claus.
你们要知道神实在比圣诞老人好。
God is the best teacher of them all.
神是最好的老师。
God is the kindest father of them all.
神是最慈爱的父亲。
And he has always the best prepared for us.
他总是把最好的要给我们。
So only if you are excited to come and prepare yourself to meet him.
所以只要你预备好您的心你一定会得到。
And in this latter days, the Holy Spirit is to do such work.
那现在呢，是圣灵在做这些工作。
And he is to help the children to turn their heart to the Father.
他帮助我们的心转向父亲。
And the Father's heart to the children.
也让父亲的心转向我们。
And so that we can make that connection with God.
所以我们就跟神连上了。
And if you never prepare yourself, it will be very difficult for us to hear the Lord speaking to us.
如果我们不预备我们自己，我们就很难听见神的话。
When you see your child playing video game,
你的孩子在玩游戏
don't choose that time to speak something too meaningful to them.
就不要选那个时间跟他讲一些重要的事。
Because if whatever you tell them, they just enter in one ear, go out the other.
你跟他们讲他这个耳朵进那个耳朵出。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they're not preparing to listen to you.
因为他们的心没有预备要听话。
And so we know that Learn to listen, you must first prepare your heart.
所以要听见必须先预备你的心。
But a lot of times, there are the realities that constrain us.
可是很多时候那个实际呢好像约束着我们。
And human beings do not understand spiritual realities, they only know their own surroundings.
常常我们不懂那个属灵的实际只懂得周围我们围绕我们的环境。
So it doesn't matter how many times the Lord tells us to turn back to Him, to return to Him, to not sin, and we're just somehow not listening.
多少时候神一而再地告诉我们转向神离弃罪恶可是我们却听不见。
So therefore, the Lord will raise up some conditions to catch our attention.
所以神只好兴起一些环境，叫我们的注意力转向神。
Oh really? Video game is your bondage?
真的，那些游戏就是你的捆绑吗？
Then the kind father will go and turn off the machine.
那么那个慈爱的父亲就得把那个游戏机拿走。
And all of a sudden, this is your new reality.
那么这个是你的新的。
And then you have to look at who dared to turn off your video game.
你就看看谁把你的游戏机拿走了。
Oh, it is your kind father.
啊，是那个慈爱的父。
And that is a new reality, greater than the reality you were having.
这个就是新的属灵实际。
And because God is the greatest reality, He knows how to catch our attention.
那个神其实是那个最伟大的实际，他也知道怎么抓住我们的注意力。
Therefore, we gave the third message on seek me that you may live.
我们第三篇的信息就是说，来寻求我，你们就得活。
And because God wants His children to live a normal Christian life.
神实在要他的儿女活出一个正常基督徒的生活。
But then there are a lot of things that catch our attention except God Himself.
但多少时候，多少事吸引我们的注意力，而却不是神。
So God has to raise up a new condition so that we have to pay attention to Him.
所以常常神兴起环境，让我们必须注意神。
Do not complain at that time.
那就不要抱怨了。
Don't blame other people at that time.
也不要怪别人。
But everyone has to look unto himself.
就每一个人，你要看看你自己。
Why is this thing happening to me again?
为什么这个发生了？
The Lord's word is now, we are ready to listen to the Lord now.
所以现在神要我们预备好来听他的话。
And His word is, seek me that you may live.
神的话是说，寻找我，你们就得活。
We thank the Lord that He tries all means to catch our attention and to speak to us.
我们感谢神，他用尽了办法，要我们来转移注意力，看他。
And there are difficult times happening to us all the times if we live long enough on the earth.
在我们在地上活久一点的时候，就会发现多少时候很多困难。
But we thank the Lord that the children of God is always hopeful.
但是我们感谢神，神的儿女永远有希望。
It doesn't matter how difficult the outward circumstances may be.
不管外面的环境有多困难。
Because we know that who is behind the reality that we are living in.
我们要知道在困难环境的后面是神属灵的实际。
That brings us to the last message of this series.
那现在就来到我们今天第四篇。
Which titles I will raise up the fallen booth of David.
我要建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
The book of Amos is a very precious book to us Christians today.
阿莫斯书是一个很宝贵的。
Because the meaning of Amos is the one who bears burden.
这个阿莫斯的意思就是他背负重担。
Amos bears a heavy burden on his back.
那个阿摩斯真的是背负了很大的重担。
Because he heard what the Lord has to say about his people.
因为他听见神对他子民的信息。
And what are the conditions of the people when they, how were they living at the time?
在那个时候，那个人民是怎么样生活的呢？
And during Amos' time, actually Israel, the northern kingdom, was very prosperous.
在那个时候呢，北国的以色列呢，其实呢还蛮繁华的。
And everybody has service and they even go worship regularly.
他们呢通常呢还有正常的侍奉敬拜。
And they keep their tradition very tightly.
他们也保守他们平常的那个传统。
And they have this outward religious acts.
他们也有一些外面的宗教行为。
And they ask the Lord to bless them and it seemed like that the Lord has been blessing them.
他们也求神祝福他们。好像神也祝福了他们。
Then there is no lack for anything in their midst.
所以在他们当中，他们并不觉得有什么缺乏。
But Amos received a burden which speaks differently from their reality.
但是呢，阿摩斯呢却得着了神的负担，有不同的看见，对他的百姓说话。
Amos knows that these people do not actually know God.
他知道这些人的神的百姓并不真认识神。
So he was chosen to speak God's words to them.
所以他被拣选说对他们说神的话。
It is not enough to keep religious tradition.
并不足够，如果我们只是有一些宗教行为。
And if you just go to Gilgal to circumcise, it's just an old experience.
如果你只是到吉甲受割礼，那就是旧的一些经历。
If you just go to to Bethel to worship, it is just a false worship.
如果你只是到伯利恒去敬拜，那个是一个错误的敬拜。
伯特利。
伯特利。
And it is a false worship.
那是一个假，一个虚伪的敬拜。
If you just go to Beersheba every now and then,
如果你只是到了别示巴。
And it is just following the old experience of the forefathers.
那个都是从前祖先的旧的一些经历。
And truly, the forefathers of Israel had special experience in the place called Beersheba.
确实，别示巴对原来的祖先来讲，对他们是很重要、很好的。
And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all lived in Beersheba.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们都住过在别示巴。
They all had special encountering with the Lord.
他们都很特别的在那里遇见了神。
But to meet God truly and have a personal relationship, you cannot rely on someone else's experience.
但是你真的遇见神，有真的新鲜的经历，并不能够建立在别人的经历上。
And you cannot keep a religious tradition and to know God.
你也不能够保守一些宗教的礼仪，然后来遇见神。
And you cannot do the so-called worship to meet God Himself.
你甚至也不能够在称为所谓的敬拜里面来遇见神。
All these things give the people of Israel a false sense of security.
那这一些虚假的外貌，却给以色列民以为的他们有的那个心里面的确的那个保证。
And also they were looking at their business, their school, and they were doing fine.
除此之外，他们对他们自己的生活环境啊，他们的生工作啊、作息啊，他们都觉得很好。
And they thought that God must have blessed me, that's why everything is fine.
所以他们觉得神一定在祝福我们啊。
But Amos saw differently.
但是呢，阿摩斯他看见不同。
Any outward manifestation of prosperity is but a mirage.
那个所有这些外面的这些看起来的兴旺啊、好啊，这不过都是
一个幻影。
一个幻影。
And it is not something real in our life.
在我们的生活中不是真实的。
So God wants us to return to Him and be real.
所以神要我们转向他，让我们成为真实。
So in the book of Amos, we saw that the Lord has spoken to His people, "I will 33 times."
所以在阿摩斯里面呢，神说我必要讲了三十次。
三十三次，
我必要。
And you hardly find such short book that the Lord will repeat Himself so many times.
很难在很短的一卷书里面，居然有重复三十三次。
Oh, because the Lord is very, very concerned about His people.
因为神真的很顾念他的儿女。
And when the book of Amos opens,
当阿摩斯书打开
and Amos spoke of that the Lord will not punish His people if they keep on transgressing against Him.
那个阿摩斯里面说，如果他们继续这样的犯罪的话，神一定会有啊。
And doesn't matter what nation you think you are from.
不管你是从哪一个地方来的，哪一个国家来的。
And the Lord says He will not revoke their punishments.
就神并不反悔，一定会有惩罚。
And even to the kingdom of Judah.
甚至于犹大国。
Even to the kingdom of Israel.
甚至于以色列。
God will not be a partial judge at all.
神不会偏心的。
When God judges things, He has to judge things equally.
当神审判的时候，神是很公平的。
When people sin, there is no such thing as Christian sin, therefore it's acceptable sin.
当犯罪的时候，并没有分别，你是基督徒还是你是外邦人。
And God says He is kind and patient.
神实在是慈爱的，是有耐心的。
But if you have three transgressions and even for four, I will not revoke your punishment.
但是如果我们三番四次的犯罪，神必定来审判。
And it is, we find it a very scary situation for the nations.
我们真的看见这个蛮怕人的。
Oh, God is going to judge us.
哦，神要来审判了。
And who can avoid it if God wants to find our sins?
如果神来找我们身上的话，谁能够逃得过呢？
But all that God wants is so that His people will prepare to know Him and seek after Him.
其实神所要的就是要我们来寻找他。
Because God wants to restore the spiritual reality to His people.
因为神实在是要恢复我们属灵的死机。
Now let us turn to the Bible.
让我们翻开我们的圣经。
And we will read from Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章。
And it is in the program printed for you.
在我们的 program 上已经印出来。
And verses 11 and 12, I will read it in English and our sister will read it in Chinese for you.
Okay, 我们会为你们读。
In that day, I will raise up the fallen booth of David and wall up its breaches. I will also raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name.
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。使以色列人得以东所余剩的和所有称为我名下的国，此乃行这事的耶和华说的。
Our God is the God who speaks.
我们的神是说话的神。
And our God is the God who does things.
也是做事的神。
And after he speaks, he will do it.
当他说完以后，他就开始做。
And we marvelously find in the Bible that God seldom first do things and then speak.
很少很少是他先做了后来才讲的。
God knows that we are slow to understand.
因为他知道我们是很慢才会了解。
And so therefore he has to say it repeatedly before he does anything.
所以当他在做事之前总是重复的一直跟我们先说。
And just like a father who wants to speak to his son,
就像一个父亲对他的儿子。
And he seldom gives him punishment first before he says anything.
一个父亲很少先惩罚他的儿子，而没有解说。
But he has to first say it repeatedly over many times.
总是先跟他们说了又说。
Only when the son is not listening.
只有那个儿子不听的时候。
And then even the son will be disciplined.
所以虽然是儿子，也要被惩罚。
The Lord speaks and the Lord does.
神说话，神也做事。
And the Lord reveals and the Lord also brings us into His reality.
神启示，神也把我们带进那个死境。
And that is the God that we want to know more about.
这就是我们愿意一直来认识的神。
But who is this God who speaks and who does things?
那谁是这一位神呢？他说话，他行事。
And in the New Testament, we know that He is Jesus Christ Himself.
在新约，我们就知道他是我们的主耶稣基督。
Because all that the Old Testament, all that the prophets speaking about is Him.
所有旧约所指责的都是指责主耶稣。
And the gospel of the New Testament is that after Jesus Christ says things,
在新约里面当主耶稣说话。
And the fact is that no one on earth understands what he was speaking about.
可是可惜的是地上人并不了解他说的话。
And Jesus Christ say, I will die for you in Jerusalem.
主耶稣说我要在耶路撒冷为你们死。
And all the disciples,could not believe it.
那他所有的门徒并不相信。
What for? You are so powerful and you are so full of wonders and miracles.
他们想主耶稣那么大能，那么奇妙，怎么会死？
You are coming to lead us forward to do great things.
他应该是率领我们做伟大的事。
And why are you talking about death?
为什么要讲到死呢？
But the Son of God knows differently.
但是神的儿子跟我们知道的是不同的。
Unless he dies for us, no sinner can stand before God.
除非他为我们死，就没有罪人能在神面前站立。
Because if he didn't atone for us,
如果他没有救赎我们，
then we have to die in our sins.
我们就必在罪中死。
It is God's intention not to chastise us with his words.
神的意，他的心意并不是要来这样这样惩罚我们。
But he wants us to live by his words.
但是他的希望我们能够因他的话而活。
So after he speaks, he does.
所以他讲话以后他就行事。
Jesus Christ said he will die and he died for us.
主耶稣说他会为我们死，他就真的为我们死。
We thank God that he also said, I will rise in the third day and I will live.
我们也感谢主，他说他第三天就必复活。
And it is just the same way. People could not believe he died.
同样的人不能相信他会死。
People also could not believe he was risen from the dead.
人也很难相信他会从死里复活。
And this is how slow we understand Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 我们就是这么慢来了解主。
But God's word is true.
但是神的话是真的。
There is a reality waiting for all of us to enter in.
所以有一个属灵的实际等着我们要进入。
The death and the resurrection of Christ is some experience that we will all go through.
基督的死和基督的复活，也就是属灵实际，我们也需要进入。
When we face difficulties,
当我们面对困难的时候
，It is our nature first not to understand why.
我们的天然第一个感觉就是说为什么。
Then we resist dying.
然后我们就拒绝死。
Therefore, we never experience resurrection.
那我们也就永远没有经历复活。
The Son of God has shown us a new and living way.
神的儿子来就给我们看见一个新的一个活的方法。
And we are all living in this earthly body.
我们都活在这个肉身里面。
We are all tabernacle in this world.
我们都是一个帐篷。
And we don't know what's inside us.
我们也不知道我们里面有什么。
God wants us to know what is inside us.
但是神他喜欢知道。
So therefore, Jesus Christ was sent to tell us this truth.
所以主耶稣来告诉我们这个真理。
He is the true tabernacle.
他才是真的帐幕。
What is inside him is the precious life of the Son of God.
在他里面的就是那一个宝贵的永恒生命。
He is the better, the perfect tabernacle.
它是一个更好的，是一个永远的帐幕。
And what he has finished for us, it is for all of us to enjoy and to take.
它所完成的是叫我们每个人来享受，来得着。
And we learn this from the book of Hebrews.
我们从希伯来书就可以看到。
Especially chapter 8 and 9 of Hebrews.
第八章、第九章。
And I understand that the Chinese group are studying Hebrews these days.
我们中文读经也正好读希伯来书。
Pay attention to what the Son of God has finished for all of us.
要注意神为我们所做的。
And in chapter 8 and 9, it speaks of his atonement for us.
第八章第九章讲到他为我们做的赎罪。
And now he wants us to see not at our own earthly tabernacle.
所以他现在要我们看见不仅是我们自己，我们这个人的外面的这个帐幕。
He wants us to see that now we are all entering into this true tabernacle.
我们现在乃是进入这一位神为我们所做这一个真帐幕。
And in this true tabernacle, there is this true Ark of Covenant within.
在这个真的帐幕里面有一个这个真的一个约在这里。
That is also called the testimony.
我们也叫做见证。
The Son of God has the testimony in him.
神的儿子有这个见证在他里面。
And if we understand this true tabernacle, then we all have the same testimony in us.
如果我们能了解这个真帐幕，那么我们在我们身上也有这个真的见证。
And we have to pursue him to know what is this testimony that we are to hold fast today.
所以我们就要追求认识耶稣基督的见证。
And because of time, I will not read too much of this.
因为时间的关系，我不再多读。
But I will choose a few verses so we know where to go to.
所以我选几节。
And this true tabernacle.It is found in chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. I will read it. Our sister will read it then. Now, the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister in the sanctuary and in the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, not man.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的就是我们有这样的大祭司。已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
And a lot of times when we think about testimony, we think about what to do.
我们每一次想到见证，就想要做什么。
And we must do something together very fervently.
我们大概要做的什么，它才算有见证。
And some more advanced Christians will say we must pray before we do it.
那比较有经验的基督徒说还要先祷告然后再做。
And all these are good. They are not bad practice.
这些都还不错还好。
But the important thing is to know what is the true tabernacle.
但是重要的是我们要知道什么是真实的tabernacle? 帐幕。
帐幕。
真帐幕还真见证。
Tabernacle, yeah, 真见
证。OK, 真的。
帐幕。
OK, 真的帐幕。
This true tabernacle is not pitched by man.
这个真的帐幕不是人所知的
but by the Lord,
是神所知的
If you want true testimony,
如果你要有真的见证
You must know the Lord
你一定要认识神
You must come and to abide in him
你要住在他里面
And you must say, Lord, I have to have you or I have no testimony
一定要说主啊我一定要有你不然我就没有真的见证
This cannot be received by your mind.
这个不可能用你的头脑来得到。
This must be received by your experience in the obedience of the words of God to you.
这个经过我们的顺服，经过我们的经历神的话，他得到的。
To be the testimony of the Lord.
做神的见证。
We must have what Jesus Christ has in him.
我们一定要有主耶稣他所有的。
And this is something that I want us all to be able to see.
这个就是我想要每个人都能够看见和了解的。
If we want his church to be the Lord's testimony,
如果我们要我们的教会是神的见证,
every one of us must come to yield ourselves to the Lord.
那我们每一个人真的要把我们交给我们的主。
To let the Lord transform our earthly tabernacle.
要让主在我们这个肉身上改变。
And to bring us through resurrection of the dead.
让我们经过死，进入他的那个复活。
So that we also can enter into the true tabernacle of Jesus Christ.
所以我们才能进入耶稣基督他的真帐幕里。
So that we may be made the true testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以我们才能成为主耶稣真实的见证。
Hebrews chapter 9:11.
希伯来书9章11节。
But when Christ appeared as the high priest of good things to come,
现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。
He entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle.
经过那更大更全备的帐幕。
Not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation.
不是人所造的，也不属乎这世界的。
And we are not to do testimony of Jesus Christ in this old creation.
我们不是在这个旧造里面来做耶稣基督的见证。
But to allow the Lord to transform us in his truth.
那要让主 在我们身上改变了，然后我们来做真实的见证。
The Holy Spirit is sent to bring us into this truth.
那个圣灵被差来，就是要我们再进入这样的实际。
It requires us to be willing.
要我们愿意。
Ready to listen.
而且准备听。
Have a heart ready to receive His teaching.
有一个心预备接受。
And learn to obey.
然后要学习顺服。
And then Jesus Christ is going to enter into the greater, more perfect tabernacle with all of us.
然后耶稣会带我们进入那个更全备、更好的那个帐幕。
The reason why Jesus Christ has to die and raise up for sinners.
主耶稣为什么要死，而且为复活，为的罪人。
It's because he wants to include us all into this more greater and perfect tabernacle.
因为他真的，他愿意把我们每一个人都带入这个更好、更全备的帐幕。
The Son of God is glorious in and of himself.
神的儿子他自己是那么荣耀。
But he is not satisfied with that glory in him.
但他的心并没有满足。
He is going to be satisfied by all of us being included in his glory.
只等到我们众人都进入他的荣耀，他的心才能满足。
Man wants to do work to please God.
人总是要想做什么来讨神喜欢。
But God wants to obtain man, to include man into his glory.
可是神却要把我们众人带进他的荣耀里。
That is the greatest difference between these two kinds of testimonies.
这就是很不同的这两种。
And when we sing the hymn, stand up for Jesus.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌, 起来，起来为耶稣。
How are we to stand up for Jesus?
那我们怎么能够起来为耶稣?
A lot of times we after finish singing this hymn, we want to do something.
我们一唱完这个诗歌就想，我来做什么。
But then we started to do something for a while and then we give up.
那我们就开始做了一下之后，然后呢，就放弃了。
And because gradually we lost the fuzziness, the warmness in our hearts.
因为很快的，我们就失去那个兴趣了。
But Jesus Christ wants us to be able to stand firm upon this rock.
但是呢，主耶稣呢，要我们能够刚强站住。
He wants to mold us and change us a little by little, here and there.
他要一点一点的磨我们，制作我们，改变我们。
The Son of God learns obedience in 30 years.
那神的儿子在地上30年学顺服。
Are you patient with your own lessons?
你能不能够忍耐？
We are no different one from another.
我们每一个人并没有不同。
When a person is going through a little bit difficulty, he can withstand the difficulty.
我们每一个人都知道，当我们遇到一点点困难，我们就知道多么难了。
And sometimes we are able to stand for over a little difficulty.
有的时候呢，一点点难处，我们还站得住。
But the true test comes in time.
但是真正的大的那个难出来了。
When you see the outward circumstances has not changed.
那你看见那个外面好像还没什么改变。
It seems like the church is still kind of scattered.
你可是你觉得好像那个教会散，好像要散了。
Oh, you talk about this great message, Brother Fendi.
Fendi 弟兄，你还在讲这个大信息。
And but then what about you?
但是那你呢？
I don't see any testimony from you.
我没有在你身上看见什么见证啊。
As opposed to me.
那我们
相反的，好 ，as if I have done more than you.
好像我做的比你还好。
Which I admit.
我承认。
If you compare what you can do and what you cannot do, everyone is different.
如果我们只是来比一比能做什么不能做什么，那每个人真的不同。
The fact of the matter is, if everyone looks at other people from his own perspective.
但是每一个人从自己的角度去看别人。
We all think we are a little bit better than the next person.
我们可能总想我比他好一点。
This is a human nature.
这是人的那个本性。
Even though I have my shortcomings.
虽然我有我的缺陷。
But my shortcoming is not as bad as his shortcoming.
但是呢，我的缺陷比他的那个还好一点。
And this is human nature.
这就是我们的本性。
If we insist on this human nature, we want to keep doing testimony.
如果我们真的要坚持用我们的本性，我们就一直在这边做做。
We want to be shown, to be seen, to be heard a better person, better Christian than the other person.
我们总是要是看得见的、摸得着的，好像我是比较好的基督徒。
But God wants us to know the difference.
但是神要我们的真的不是这样。
It is not by what we can do.
不是我们能做到。
It's by the true testimony of Christ Jesus learned in our personal life.
是真的是主耶稣基督啊，他在我们个人的生活中他能够做到的。
And in the beginning, I asked everyone under 30 to stand.
一开始我是说请三十岁以下的站起来。
If you notice, our sister and me are standing.
如果你发现我们两个人是站在这里
，because we are learning，
因为我们在学习
，and we are all learning in service。
那其实我们每一个人都是在学习。
Let us not compare one with another who is doing better than the other。
所以让我们不要在这里比较谁做的好一点，谁做的差一点。
And let us not have this timidity in us also。
也不要让我们有胆怯的灵。
And we say, "Oh, he's better. I can never do such thing."
哦，他比较好，我不能。
Pride and self-abasement—they are all earthly man's manifestation.
你骄傲还是人的自卑，其实都是属于人的。
Let us not look at ourselves at all.
所以叫我们就是不要看自己。
But look at the Christ in us.
要看主，他住在我们里面。
That is the testimony.
这个才是真正的见证。
More you look at him,
你越看主。
More you become alive.
那你就可以越活起来。
When you are alive,
当你活着
then you don't have to do anything. You are his testimony.
所以你就不是说你在做什么来达到见证。
It is not the testimony that someone built a great church.
也不是说谁建了一个教会，那是个大的见证。
Or someone great built a great kingdom and great empire.
谁建了一个大帝国
？And I'm telling you that you know even a kingdom as great as Babylon.
就像那巴比伦大帝国
，When it falls, it falls.
当它倾倒的时候，一瞬之间。
And when the great kingdom of Israel fell, it fell.
当那个以色列倾倒的时候，一瞬之间。
Things will collapse if it loses the inner strength.
当它里面
if it loses its inner strength.
当它里面已经没有生命的时候，它要倾倒很快。
Doesn't matter how big a balloon you have blown, how much air you've blown into the balloon.
不管那个气球有多大，你放了多少气在里面。
Eventually, it will collapse and fall on the ground.
Yeah, 它总会没有气了，然后跌到地上了。
And the topic we have today is called "God says I will raise up the fallen booth of David."
我们今天的题目是“我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕”。
Jesus Christ had come to do just such thing.
是主耶稣亲自来做这样的事。
The kingdom of Israel did not understand.
以色列不能明白。
And when the kingdom of Judah, when Solomon's son was mean to the people of Israel,
当那个所罗门对他的百姓很坏的时候，
所罗门的儿子。
所罗门的
So the two kingdoms split apart.
所以那个以色列就分成南北。
And the northern kingdom said, we don't need you. And the southern kingdom said, we don't need you.
Yeah, 南国对北国说我不需要你, 北国也对南国说我不需要你。
And so they separated.
所以他们就分开了。
They did their own testimony.
他们个别做自己的见证。
They tried to expand their kingdom.
他们也尝试让他们的国家 更多的强大。
They did their thing, trying to please God in their own ways.
他们用他们自己的方法来讨神的喜欢。
But the Bible says that the booth of David is fallen.
可是呢, 神的话却说, 大卫的帐幕已经倒塌了。
When David the king was on earth,
当大卫的国度在地上的时候,
he learned about the testimony of Christ.
大卫是学习知道这个见证。
And when Saul had lost the ark of the testimony,
当那个扫罗失去了那个见证的柜,
and David thought of ways to receive the ark back.
那个大卫呢却用尽一切办法把约柜赢回。
He made some mistakes. He did not quite understand what the testimony of Christ was.
起初他有错误，他不太明白什么神的见证。
He just tried to do it his way by his own thinking.
他用他的方法。
And then he learned a hard lesson.
然后他学了一个重的功课。
But David learned.
是的，大卫是学习的。
And then he finally joyfully received the Ark of the Testimony back. And then upon Mount Zion,
在西乃山上,
西安,
西安,
he pitched a tent of David.
他建立了大卫的帐幕,
he received the Ark of the Testimony into the tent.
他把那个约柜赢回来, 放在帐幕里,
that is called the Booth of David.
那个就叫做大卫的帐幕。
He treasured God's testimony, he treasured God's presence in him. More than his own kingdom.
他宝贝神的同在, 他宝贝神的约柜, 胜过他的王国, 国王。
And God took delight in such a person who is after God's heart.
要神喜悦这样的人, 有这样的心要神。
Because such person David really, really wants God and more than anything else in this life.
因为大卫要神的心超过他要世上任何的东西。
He doesn't care about the outward kingdom.
他不在乎外面的这个国度。
God gave him the kingdom.
那神把这个国给他。
He never wanted to be king.
他也没有自己要做君王。
But he fight for God's honor.
但是他为神的荣耀而战。
Such a person wants God above anything else.
他要神胜过任何东西。
That is the booth of David.
那个叫大卫的帐幕。
But Solomon lost it.
但是所罗门却把它失去了。
And the son lost it.
他的儿子把它失去了。
Son's sons keep losing it.
下面的那个子孙都一直这样失去。
And the kingdom of Israel never had it.
以色列根本都没有过, 从来没有大卫的帐幕。
And they set up golden cows to worship.
他们是造了一个金牛犊在那里敬拜。
They did the rituals of worship, but they never worshiped the true God.
他们在那里敬拜, 却不是敬拜真神。
Acts chapter 7, Stephen scolded them.
在《使徒行传》第七章, 那个Stephen很生气, 就有对他们的责备。
And Stephen said that they were carrying the tabernacle of Moloch.
那Stephen说, Stephen,
司提反,
就责备他们是拿着是摩洛的帐幕。
And what is this tabernacle of Moloch?
摩洛的帐幕什么意思?
Moloch means king.
那个摩洛就是王的意思。
They substituted David with a king in their mind.
所以在他们的心里, 他们就用另外一个代替了那个真正的大卫的王。
And the booth of David cannot be found among Israel.
所以在以色列中找不到大卫的帐幕。
Amos saw that.
阿摩斯是看见。
Amos wanted to bring back the kingdom of Israel to God.
所以阿摩斯他愿意就是说真实的把神的那个王国带回来。
Amos has the burden from God himself. He spoke, therefore he spoke.
那阿摩斯他有真实神的负担对百姓说话。
And therefore Amos spoke after all the threats from God's punishment.
所以在这么多神的审判后面阿摩斯说,
he spoke from the kind and merciful heart of the Lord.
从神的那个慈爱怜悯的心肠来说,
he said that God will raise up the booth of David.
那神说, 我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
Among his people.
在神百姓中,
and the Lord will breach up all the the walls.
神要补上所有的破洞漏口。
A balloon with holes will be deflated. A wall with bridges openings, then enemies can come in and out.
那一个墙如果有个空隙,
what is this wall that we are paying attention today?
那什么是这一个墙呢? 我们今天要注意的。
That wall is every one of our hearts.
那就是我们每个人的心。
Do not allow the enemy to easily enter and go out from your hearts.
不要让仇敌那么容易地进出你的心。
When it enters you, it will destroy your hearts.
它进入你的心就会毁坏你。
When it comes out from your heart, it will destroy your brother's heart.
它从你里面出来,它就毁坏了你的, 弟兄姐妹。
Have a sanctified life before the Lord.
在主面前要有一个圣洁的生活。
The greatest calling of Christian is not love.
最大的那个呼召对圣徒来说并不是说爱。
Love is God's nature.
因为爱是神的本性。
That we have to receive.
那个我们就是接受。
After we learn what is to be holy.
我们要学习什么是圣洁。
Before God can impart His love into our hearts.
然后神才能把他的爱充满在我们里面。
She already said it ahead of me. Before we can let the love of God enter into our hearts.
我们如果要让神的爱充满在我们里面。
We have to first have a sanctified, a holy heart.
我们必须要先教我们的心圣洁。
Ask the Lord to protect your hearts.
要我们的主来保守我们的心。
Do not let any negative thoughts come into your hearts.
不要让任何消极的思想进入你的心。
Do not let any negative thoughts go out and reach to someone else's heart.
也不要让任何消极的思想从你里面出来去导到另外一个弟兄姐妹。
We hope that all of us learn this obedience.
让我们学习这一个顺服。
When we are holy and let the Lord bridge up all the walls.
让我们这样圣洁的时候，神就可以补上所有的洞。
Then you find out that the Holy Spirit will bring in the love, the reality of Christian love in our hearts.
那你就会发现，圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And this love will be able to build up.
那这个爱也就让我们可以被建立起来。
And this love will bind us together.
这个爱也叫我们众人被联络整齐。
But first of all, we must be responsible for this fallen booth of David.
但是呢，首先呢，我们真的要对这个大卫倒塌的帐幕有反应。
Before you can do anything for the Lord,
当我们还没有为神做任何事之前，
prepare yourself to meet God.
让我们先预备我们来应见神。
Seek after Him that we may live.
要寻求他，所以我们可以活。
And to believe on the Lord's promise.
要相信神的应许。
It is not that we are going to pitch up the tent and then try to receive a testimony into it.
不是我们能自搭帐幕，我们能够建立一个见证。
But Jesus Christ has done so already.
而是神的儿子他能做的。
All you need to do is to move into Christ.
我们所能做的就是我们真的来到主里面。
The greater and perfect, more perfect tabernacle.
主耶稣他是那个更大更全备的帐幕。
And when we know Jesus Christ is our true tabernacle.
如果我们真的知道耶稣基督他是我们真帐幕。
And within Jesus Christ, there is this preciousness called the testimony of Christ.
也只有在基督耶稣的里面才有这个真见证。
And this testimony will make His church to be a most joyful place to be.
那只有这个真的见证出现，就让教会充满了喜乐。
And this is not a talk.
这不是一个说说的事。
This is something we must pray through.
这个要我们祷告。
This is something that we must experience.
我们要经历。
By our obedience.
要经过我们的顺服。
Let us learn this together.
让我们一同来学习。
And lastly, we will end this series of message in the very wonderful word.
那我最后用这个很奇妙的话来结束。
Of the very last verse in the, from the book of Amos.
是阿摩斯书的最后一句话。
Which is verse 15.
是15节。
The book of Amos opens with very severe threat from the Lord.
那阿摩斯他最后的那句话是非常严肃的。
And let us, I will read it and our sister will read it. I will also plant them on their land, and they will not again be rooted out from their land, which I have given them, says the Lord your God.
我要将他们栽于本地，他们不再从我所赐给他们的地上拔出来， 这是耶和华你的神说的。
Our Lord speaks.
我们的神说话。
Our Lord make himself promise to do it.
而且我们的神，他让他自己应许，他要这样做。
And he is doing it.
那他现在正在做。
And if we are willing to accept his testimony,
如果我们愿意接受他的见证,
let us allow the Lord to protect our hearts.
让神保守我们的心。
Learn to be an obedient sons of God.
让我们学习顺服神的儿子。
And let us edify each other.
让我们彼此建立。
We all have weakness.
我们都知道。
We all sometimes make mistakes.
我们也有的时候犯错。
But it is okay.
是。
Children make mistakes.
孩子总, 孩子总是会犯错。
We know we are not mature yet.
我们知道我们还没有成熟。
But the difference between children and monkeys.
但是一个孩子跟一个猴子。
Children has true life.
一个孩子他有真实的生命。
Monkey, a monkey.
那猴子就是个猴子。
And we have to learn that we are true children of God.
那我们都是真的神的儿女。
God is enabling us all to be His testimony.
神能够叫我们每一个人都成为他的见证。
Let us sing the hymn again, 663.
那我们再来唱我们的诗歌663。
And after this, we will pray.
唱完诗歌，我们祷告。
And we may not pray aloud.
我们不一定要很大声的祷告。
But everyone, I hope, will pray.
但我希望每一个人都有祷告。
We first pray for ourselves.
我们先为我们自己祷告。
Then we will pray for the church of God.
然后我们也为神的教会祷告。
And we pray for this Christian assembly.
我们为我们自己教会祷告。
We pray that every one of us is a leader in the house of God.
我们也为每一个神家中的领袖祷告。
And because we are all servants in His house.
因为我们在神的家中，我们每一个人都是神的仆人。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
We know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will bring sons unto His glory.
直到有一天主荣耀的回来。
主耶稣会带领众子进荣耀。Let us sing 663.
663.